The manager, a grumpy man named Mr. Silva, initially refused to listen, but Carla's determination softened him. She explained how the oil harmed the river's wildlife. Inspired, he agreed to fix the leaks. Witnessing this, the environmental police suggested that the children and the manager should organize a community cleanup to rally townsfolk to restore the Araguaia River to its former glory. The manager agreed to help the children and spread the word across the local business community, while the children took on the task of getting help from their peers.